Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Usha Metalics and Energy Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Trilochan Sharma from Usha Metalics and Energy Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for connecting with us on our second quarter and first half year financial results. On behalf of Usha Metalics, I'm delighted to welcome you all on this call, particularly our shareholders and our industry analysts. Thank you for taking the time to discuss our Q2 and H1 financial 2023 earnings. Our results and a detailed investor presentation have been uploaded on the website. I hope everyone had a chance to go through it. To discuss our results, we have with us our Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Shri Brijbhushan Agarwalji, and our Director of Finance, Shri Deepak Kumar Agarwalji. They will take you through our results, and then we'll proceed for the question answer session. Before we proceed formally, a disclaimer. This conference call may contain some forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The actual results may differ materially. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is available on page number two of the company's investor presentation. Now, I would like to hand over the call to our Director of Finance, Shri Deepak Kumar Agarwalji. Thank you. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Trilochanji. A very good afternoon to all the participants, and thanking you for joining us on the call. I will give a quick review of the reported consolidated financials for the quarter under review and for the first half of the current financial year. On a consolidated basis, the company for the second quarter of the current financial year reported a revenue of 3,085 crore, growth of 24% over the last year of quarter two. We have been able to sell higher percentage of volume sales of finished steel, has enabled the company to overcome the rise in the input cost and also decline to the finished steel prices. As a result, our EBITDA for the second quarter of the current financial year on a consolidated basis at 243 crore rupees, a decline of 61% over the last quarter two of the last financial year. Just to drive home the point, an increase in the raw material cost to operating revenue by 860 basis points in quarter two of the current financial year over the quarter one of the current financial year, with added increase in the other expenses to operating the revenue by 200 basis points in quarter two of the current financial year over the quarter one of the current financial year has led to the decline. This is the basic reason why our EBITDA has been declined from the quarter one or the corresponding quarter. In spite of the headwinds, we have reported a subdued PAT of rupees 110.9 crore in the quarter two of the current financial year on the back of a very strong balance sheet with very low leverage of our company. Now I will quick review the first half of the financial. For the first half of the current financial year, we reported a revenue of rupees 6,308 crore, which a growth of 27% over the last first half year. In terms of revenue mix, the higher value-added segment accounted for 41.32% of the first half of the current financial year revenue, as against the 33.5% in the first half of the last financial year. For the first half of the current financial year, we reported an EBITDA of 850 crore, which is decline of 35% over the last first half of the last financial year. In the first half of the current financial year, we reported in the first half of the last financial year, we reported EBITDA margin of 26.3%, and we achieved the EBITDA margin of 13.5% in the first half of the current financial year. as we are focused on improving the product mix, the improvement to realizations, operational efficiency, and a cost optimization and rationalization efforts enabled the company to still report net profit of ₹524.8 crore in the first half of the current financial year, which is declined 39.6% over the last first half of the last financial year. We achieve a good improvement to our working capital days. For the first half of the current financial year, our working capital days were at 30 days as against the 44 days at the end of the financial year, last financial year. At all point of time, our gross debt to equity has remained below 0.5x to the total equity. If you see the gross debt to the equity, which was at 0.09x at the end of the financial year 2022, is now at 0.1x to at the end of the first half of the current financial year. Our gross debt to equity stand at 0.1x of the equity, and the net debt level, we are cash positive with a current reported cash equivalent of ₹1,648 crore as against the gross debt of 841 crore. In the gross debt of 841 crore, which includes the debt of 166 crores towards the debt taken for acquisition of Ramsarup, and that the sale has been the non-controlling partner's debt. From the cash flow statement, you can make out in the first half of the current financial year, we incurred a capital expenditure of 690 crores for ongoing brownfield expansion and against the 1071.40 crore in the last financial year. From the net cash flow from the operating activity, we have derived or generating the 1,159 crore in the first half of the current financial year, whereas we incurred 99 crore towards the other capital expenditure, which was mainly for under GPWIS wagon scheme for government, where we get the benefit of 10% on our logistics cost. And also, as the same is owned by the company's availability of racks, can be planned much better in the current scenario. I would like to further explain the depiction of Ramsarup acquisition in the cash flow statement of the company. The breakup of purchase of plant and machinery figure of 2130.88 crore is as follows. Out of this 2130.88 crore, the 1330 crore is for the Ramsarup acquisition asset value considered net of depreciations, and rupees 690 crore towards the existing brownfield capex, and rupees 99 crore towards other capex in the company. As explained above, we have acquired the asset worth rupees 1330 crore of Ramsarup at a consideration value of 387.62 crore, where the capital reserve of 942 crore has been created, for which 558.09 crore shown as acquisition for subsidiary to be read as a portion of our capital reserve, being 60% share in the same, and the balance is shown as 384.50 crore for adjustment of a non-controlling interest of a joint venture partner, being 40% their share. Our strategy has always been to incur the capital expenditure in a smaller doses in a piecemeal manner to ensure that the balance is never stressed. At all point of time, we closely monitor the liquidity, solvency, capital efficiency ratio. We would further like to update the floor on the resignation of Sri S.K. Dujari, who has relinquished his post as a CFO of the company for the personal reason. In this regard, I would like to also share our thought that Mr. Dujari has attained the age of 58 years and his health condition was not too well in the past few months, and he has served the company well over the past 16 years and was elevated and appointed as a CFO of the company in the financial year 2016. We wish him the very best, and he continued to guide our company on a need-based basis and is always available till his responsibilities are handed over in the seamless manner to the incumbent CFO to be appointed. I would like to assure you that the company sustained the healthy financial risk profile despite pursuing capital expenditure plan for the remaining ₹1,731 crore, which will be incurred over a period of 3 years, added by an internal cash generation and sufficient liquid surpluses, which will ensure. We take only limited debt in the event of any fund flow mismatch. Just to reiterate, most of the expenses are in the form of improvement to our existing facility and an organic expansion. We are enhancing our pellet capacity from 3.6 million to 6 million ton and also increasing the sponge iron capacity from 2.1 million ton to 2.9 million ton. We have already enhanced our steel billet capacity from 0.9 million ton to 1.47 million ton and shall reach to 2 million ton in the financial current financial year. As far as TMT structure and log product is concerned, we have already enhanced our capacity from 0.8 million ton to 1.47 million ton and will reach 2 million ton in the current financial year. I would like to assure you that the bank in limit utilization at the consolidated level is expected to remain moderate even going forward also. The annual cash accrual should suffice for the capital expenditure requirement and debt repayment. For the first time in the last 6 quarters, we have not declared an interim dividend per share, but we hope so that we will definitely distribute to the dividend as per our dividend policy, where we have already implemented our policy. Our policy is that the capital allocation policy, where our 10% of our total capital generation will be distributed to the shareholder in the form of dividend. Now I conclude my portion of speech, and I would request our MD sir to please take over. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Deepak. Thank you, Trilochan. A very good afternoon to all of the participants, and thank you for joining us on the call to discuss our second quarter and first half of FY2023 financial and business performance. I would like to begin the call with a brief interview of the financials and followed by the operational performance and strategic initiative. After that, I will hand over the call to our Executive Director, Deepak Agarwal, to discuss the financial performance in more the greater detail if so required. While we saw a sharp rebound in business, economic, picking up the pace and the recent geopolitical tension in Europe and multi-decade high inflation across the world have a present new challenges. India is among the second country where the steel production has grown as against steel production cut in China and the rest of the world. Despite the global headwind, the Indian economy is well placed to exploit long-term opportunities represented by the realignment in the global supply chain. Your company, Shyam Metallic, our business model is most insulated from the threat of import as we have minimized exposure to the huge fluctuation of the forex in import of the coking coal prices. This has been generally facilitated in the consistent performance of our operation. We as a management have always endured to have a very diversified product basket, to have a stable range in our performance. But this quarter, more challenge than usual, and we accept it as an aversion. We are confident of emerging from these near-term challenges stronger than before. To curb the inflation, the government has focused on bringing the cost of the steel down by imposing the import duty. This led to the reduction realization of the steel prices by almost 6% over the previous quarter. In terms of specialty alloy, the average realization has gone down by 18.3%. This weak realization for pellet too continued as they were down by 26% quarter after quarter. Moreover, the cost of energy, one of the key components in manufacture of the metal, kept spirally upward owing to the geopolitical situation and the crisis owing to the supply chain logistic issues, especially in the power sector in the country. Though we never faced any issue of supply owing to the strategic location of our plant being close proximity to the coal fields. Our reported EBITDA quarter is 7.9%, almost 11% down over the previous quarter. Mostly in our industry, there is a lag effect of 45 days to 60 days wherein during the period which increase the price of the raw material, the price of the finished product to increase and vice versa. This time, it was different where the cost of energy increased simultaneously and the realization was lower. We did see a fall in the iron ore prices for the present quarter, providing some respite of the overall increase in the coal price by almost 25% for the quarter, along with the decrease in the average realization, have saved over 6% of our margin. 3% of the margin decrease is attributable to increase the raw material cost, especially coal, and 2% decrease in the margin due to the rise in the cost of electricity and power cost. For this first year, our unit cost of the power, which was generally hovering around 2.15 unit, to have increased to around 2.48 per unit. We have been continuously growing our top line on the back of the volume growth and better product mix, and we have been continuing to implement our CAPEX announced new production facilities. We are also penetrating more and more on the B2C space in our long product business. Given the situation, we are pleased with our operating financial performance for quarter 2, FY2023. For quarter 2, we have achieved a revenue of 3,095 crore, growth of 27% over the last second quarter. In terms of the revenue mix, I am glad to share the higher value segment, which has comprised on the long product and B2C businesses, account for 41% of CG revenue. As against 33%.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Bhushan, your voice is not coming through clearly, sir.
And against 33.7% in Q2 year-to-year performance. In terms of volume, the value-added segment has grown by 29% year-to-year for the quarter. Overall, our revenue from the steel product now contributes 68.14% to our revenue of H1 FY23 as against 57.17% as H1 FY22. In the present quarter, 8% of the revenue comes from the export, but it is noteworthy that 15% of the export revenue have come from the sale of our new businesses of the aluminium foil products, which gives us the confidence in our work ethics, capability of our team, and stabilizing the new plant with the world-class facility and the world-class product. We will be able to sell 4,400 metric ton of aluminium foil product in HYFY23, and we should be selling good traction, and the business would soon be contributing handsomely to our top line and bottom line. We have a variety of specialty products which contributes to a steady of our revenue. We shall soon be announcing the low carbon ferroalloy, which is special offering and which shall further enrich and endure us to our customers further for the meeting another of their diversified and specialized requirement. With a range of quality structured products sold under the SEL Tiger brand, the company is in the product market holds its pride of the place as the leading steel company. Since raw material are manufactured in-house at our plant and we are able to produce higher value long product efficient and cost effective manner. As Shyam, we have a very disciplined capital allocation policy and the capex expansion are met through internal accruals. At a net debt level, we are post-positive company and same has ensured that we are a PAT positive company in a 17 years of our operation. Out of the planned capex of 3,950 crores, we have spent 2,219 crores till September 2022 and a capital of 1058 crore worth of plant. Till the first half of 2023, we have incurred a capex of around 690 crores. We are now almost 8.9 million ton of steel integrated facility with 3.6 billion ton of pallet capacity, 2.1 million ton of sponge iron capacity, 1.47 million ton of billet making, and 1.4 million ton of our finished steel capacity aided by 267 megawatt of power plant and captive railway siding. We also have set up a state-of-art aluminium foil plant with a capacity. Over the H2 FY23, we should be commissioning over 90 megawatt CPP, some additional DRI facility, some billet facility, and long product steel production facility. Our brownfield expansion is ongoing and shall be implemented and completed as per schedule. We have taken over Ramsarup in the previous quarter. A thorough examination of the existing plant detailed study is being carried out at the plant site. Once our team is ready with the entire plan on both phase-wise implementation, starting from the various products and various costs to be incurred, therefore, we shall share our shareholders the complete plan at the junction where separate meeting to be conducted specially for the sale. We keep investing in the new infrastructure at our plant and explore the opportunity to obtain the synergy from the existing manufacturing facility. This enables us to keep our operating costs under control, which we believe is very essential for reporting profitable revenue. Before I conclude, I want to assure you that we from the management expect a healthy demand in H2 FY23 in the steel industry. In increased contribution from recently added capacity along with the product diversity and higher share of value-added product would drive the operating and the financial performance well into the current financial year. We are confident of emerging from these near-term challenges stronger than before. Our expansion plans are well on track. We will strive to grow holistically and generate a value for our shareholders. With that, I conclude my portion of the speech. Now I call upon my team and my finance executive director, Mr. Deepak Agarwal, to take through all other financial information and would be ready to share all the questionnaire of our respective shareholders family. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Now we can start our question and answer session.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may enter star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Prashant Kumar Kota. Please go ahead from MK Global.
Good evening, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question is regarding this quarter's result, but more in putting into context what is happening, what has happened, etc. Sir, if you see over the last 10-15 years of closely tracking the sector, we've seen that companies of our size historically, without captive allocation of resources, etc., most of them have now ceased to exist. Now, Shyam is one of the few which has withstood all the cyclical volatility, and because of its strategic strategy to have capital allocation, corporate governance, cost control, location planning, production, good product mix, the right technology, right sales strategy. After doing all this, now we have become something and we are on the road to become getting to a big league. But now, even for such a good company with such a good track record, what adverse government regulation can do is what we witnessed this quarter. The steep fall in EBITDA per ton from to just 5,000 rupees per ton. After doing everything right, also this kind of regulation is hitting us hard. So how do you think about it, sir, and what do you plan to do?
If we see the numbers where the correction has really happened due to the correction in the Finnish market price, the sales realization has gone down. And we all know that now we are not talking at a very normal demand-supply issues, but it's more geopolitical. A lot of disruptions is happening in the total eco-cycle. So if you see, all these things is a very, very temporary phase. For most important is that we have to run our plant. We are able to sell the material because, you know, when we are running such a big conglomerate and it is a complete, you know, the process driven from the iron ore to the final steel, the good combination and the timely combination and availability of the raw material, a good market. And this is a time when we learn more and more. And I feel this is a very, very temporary phase. And because we are all very optimistic that the government might withdraw export duty anytime. But still, I would not say that it is going to matter very big at this point of time, because globally, there is a huge correction in the metal prices and the consumption worldwide. Globally has, you know, come down because of the high inflation and other challenges. But these are all very temporary phase, because, you know, for a country like India, we are not have these kind of a concern where the consumption is going to be affected. So productivity, there is a good volume growth quarter after quarter. If you see from the last second quarter, there is a substantial volume growth. So we have to remain very optimistic. And since we are majorly on the long product businesses, and if you see, the growth in last 7 to 8 years has been always in the long product businesses. The flat product businesses growth has been very, 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 very minimalistic in comparison with the long product. And for a country like India, a developing economy, when we are working with 130, you know, billion population of the people, so I don't see any point where the consumption is going to be a challenge. But yes, there is a pressure from the raw material side, from the carbon side, because of this Ukrainian disruption. But in the time to come, you know, maybe once these things get settled, things will be resumed.
Understood, sir. Understood, sir. Yes, we are all hopeful, sir, like you. And then my second question is more to do with the aluminium foils business that you have just ramped up, starting to ramp up volume. So what is the EBITDA? I know it's very early days. What is the EBITDA per ton that you would have generated in H1, and what do we aspire for? In a steady state, what do we aspire for? Of course, it could be volatile, but what is the...
Yeah, yeah. So average, I can say, you know, we had been, we are one of the company, like, you know, which has been able to create a penetration in the market by developing 5 and 5.5 to 6 micron, you know, thick aluminium foil, which is extremely niche, and it is the most thinnest and, you know, the most high premium material, which is the very rarely available, because all these technology which we have installed from the world-class technology supplier, and we have been able to stabilize. And today I can tell you, from the foil, whatever we are producing, more than 75% is what we are able to export. In spite of the so many quality issues, registrations, lot of approvals are required, your company has been able to overcome all the challenges and have stabilize the product in the international market. From the EBITDA point of view, I would say on an average, this business must be generating an EBITDA of around 40,000 on an average, you know, I'm saying between 40 to 50,000 rupees a ton.
Understood, sir. Understood, sir. Fantastic, sir. Fantastic. And wish you all the best with everything for future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who has a question may enter star and one. Our next question is from the line of Raj Oja, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. I have two questions. Just while going through the presentation, I noticed that our volumes and realization in iron products are down significantly. But however, our core business of steel products is doing well with good volume on YOY basis. Okay, so to avoid a hit on our margins of this magnitude, what steps are we taking?
See, presently, if you see, if the sales prices go up,
correct,
we get the better margin.
Mm-hmm.
What is under our control is the best process, the
okay.
best marketing strategy. And today, since there is some kind of imbalance, you know, in the complete system from the global aspect, but I would say we are very much dependent on the, you know, the domestic coal, number one. We are not dependent on the coking coal business. Number two, the long product growth is happening quarter after quarter. If you see, the long product is such a product in our country which has never been majorly, you know, on the construction side and all, it's been never exported. So we are very much within that space. And this is all we can do at this point of time by creating more and more penetration in the B2C space, number one. Number two, whatever capacity we have added, we have to ramp up to the extent of 90-95%, which we are targeting that from the next quarter onwards, this quarter onwards, we will be able to achieve more than 85-90% of the new manufacturing facilities. Yeah, Raj.
Well, it looks like the participant line is dropped out. In the meanwhile, we would like to remind participants to ask a question. You may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Tushar Shetty from GB Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, how is the progress on aluminum foil business? It will be helpful if you share it. Hello.
The aluminium foil plant has been commissioned. We have stabilized our product and we have established our product in the international market. Today, whatever we are producing, more than 70-75% we are able to export in the best of the market of USA and Europe. We are enhancing more and more market share. We are trying to tap more and more customers, and I think by end of this year, we should be able to streamline everything as what we have been projecting.
Yeah. Okay. And sir, what are our plans to grow this business? So how would be our order book would be shaping, and who might be our customers for this thing?
See, these are all the world best packaging company, you know, in America and Europe, who are dealing in the food product, who are dealing in the FMCG sector, who are dealing in the, you know, the healthcare. So these are the company who buy the product from us, and they sell to the company who are very much in the healthcare business, in the food businesses, and other specialty like, you know, industrial applications on the battery spaces and all, they require foils from the insulation point of view. So these are the general, you know, end customer, yeah.
Okay, sure. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Any participant who has a question may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Raj Ocha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So I don't know, sir, anyhow, my call got disconnected, okay, while asking first question, but no issue, I'll refer a transcript. Okay, I'll move to my second question. Okay.
Sir, it looks like Mr. Raj Ocha's line has dropped again. Maybe he's in a bad network area. maybe we can take his question offline. In the meanwhile, if he joins, I'll promote his turn. Anyone who has a question may enter star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the floor back to Mr. Nachiket Kale from Orient Capital. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, everybody, for participating in today's phone call. I would also like to thank the management for taking their time off from their schedule. Orient Capital is the investor relations advisor to Shyam Metalics. So for any queries, please feel free to connect. Our contact details are available in the presentation. Thanks and have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Shyam Metalics and Energy Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.